I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Give me your attention for just a few moments here this morning, because I've got a late-breaking bulletin for hell. I've got a late-breaking bulletin for everybody that seeks to go to hell, those that are from hell, and every evil Taliban, ISIS-K, ISIS-EFG, and anybody else, that hell will not prevail against the church. You better get this in your spirit. Somebody's going to lose, but it ain't going to be the church. The church did not begin as a mixture of saved and unsaved individuals. Contrary to our current environment, you don't get into the kingdom by jumping over the border and calling yourself an illegal alien. You're born into the church by the blood of Jesus Christ and believing that he died on the cross, was buried, and rose again on the third day. It takes that confession of faith to be in the kingdom. You're not in the kingdom just because you attend and sit yourself into a seat at Pace Assembly or wherever you may be watching from. You're in the kingdom because you have been born into it. Only true believers would identify with Jesus Christ in his time when he was walking on this earth, because the way, hear me, was too narrow, and the persecution was from the outside and the inside. All you've got to do is listen to the Apostle Paul, and he'll tell you, I was in fears on the outside, but when I came to the church as a converted Jewish individual into the belief that Jesus is the Messiah, they didn't want me preaching in their sanctuaries or in their synagogues. Those who did not fully surrender to Jesus' teaching left before he was crucified. Before it got too tough, those that were there just to wear the t-shirt left before it got really bad. After Pentecost, the persecution of the church was so great that no one would dare even join the church unless they were fully committed. As I speak today in Muslim countries, where Muslims have had the epiphany, the visions and dreams of Jesus showing up, saying that I am the Messiah, and they wholeheartedly give their life to Jesus Christ, so much so that they have to renounce their family and renounce everything else. I want you to know that there are millions of people that are saying yes to Jesus Christ in places that when they say yes to Jesus Christ, it means their life if they are caught, captured. Just as it is in Afghanistan today, as they literally are putting marks on their houses and identifying pastors and church members over the past 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching Bible prophecy be fulfilled right now. Because in the past 20 years, the door has been open in Afghanistan in one of the most difficult, challenging infighting of all the nations of the world. And the gospel has gotten into that country, and underground churches were formed. But now that the Taliban and others who are terrorists, please don't let anybody lie to you. The terrorist Taliban are literally skinning people alive. They're causing people to be shot, babies to be taken out and murdered, and all kinds of atrocities. Don't let somebody lie to you. A terrorist is a terrorist and has always been a terrorist, and he comes from the pit of hell. I wish I had some help in here, but I'm going to preach it whether you say anything or not. Because persecution kept the church clean for a while. America knows nothing about persecution. We're so caught up in our worship styles and denominations that we'll think about going to church or not, and if it's too rough, and if the COVID is too much, and if the persecution, if it rains outside, if there's a storm, anything else. Any excuse can be given to people today, and they're willing to acquiesce and fall like ryegrass down on the ground. But I came to tell you, in the days ahead, it's not going to get any easier. For if our forefathers from the book of Acts were persecuted for the faith and they kept on walking towards Jesus, believing that they were headed to a city whose builder and maker is God, you better get yourself ready to take a stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And when the time comes for you to stand up and say, yes, Jesus is my Savior and Lord, you better be ready, and your family better be ready to take hold of the cross and say, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, rose again on the third day after crucifixion, and I belong to him and he belongs to me. Persecution is going to get hot. When that ceased in the early church, trouble came, but the church kept right on going. What do you got to say about that? I got to say this. That hell's gates will not prevail against the church. Mandated by Jesus Christ himself, the believers were to have the ability to change the world. He said, I give to you the keys of the kingdom, not keys to the kingdom. The keys belong to people that are already in the kingdom. The key to get in the kingdom is Jesus Christ and him crucified. But he's given to us keys to operate in the kingdom. And one of those, the most powerful key, is the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He said to the church, don't preach, don't teach, don't try to do anything until you go back to Jerusalem and be endued with power from on high. When you do that, get ready for persecution to ramp up, but get ready for miracles, signs, and wonders to ramp up. I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. You're going to see, hear and see wars and rumors of war. You're going to see persecution like you've never seen. And at the same time, I truly believe that God is going to manifest himself with signs, wonders, and miracles, that people will look at it and say, truly, God is on the throne, and beside him there is none other. Jesus took his disciples about 120 miles north of Jerusalem to a place called Caesarea Philippi. This area was identified with various religions and had been the center of Baal worship for a long time. The Greek gods Pan and shrines that were made there, and even Herod the Great had a temple built there in honor of Augustus Caesar. In the middle of all of that pagan superstition, in the middle of all of that idolatry and all of that fake religion going on, it was there that Peter came with Jesus to the, and the disciples were there with Jesus, and Jesus asked them the question that you and I must answer today. His question was, who to men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, well, some believe it's Jeremiah, some John the Baptist, others believe you might be Reverend Ike, some of you might believe that he's Reverend Flip Flop and this one or that. And Jesus said, that's fine, I've heard about all these others, but I want to know from you personally, because I could care less what all of them say. I want to know, what do you say? Who do you say I am? And out of that crowd came a loudmouthed fisherman who was not afraid to declare, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon that declaration, now the Catholic Church will tell you that Peter became the first pope and they built the church upon Peter, but I want you to know Peter was a flawed man. He was a sinner man. In fact, when it came right down to the moment of him trusting and confessing Christ, he cursed Christ three different times and stood with those who denied Jesus even while he was going to the cross. But can I tell you, when it was all said and done, this thing is not built upon Peter. It's not built upon Joey Rogers. It's It's not built upon the Assemblies of God. It's not built upon Pace Assembly or any other denomination. Jesus said, upon the decade, the moment you get the revelation of who I am, that you're going to understand that I am the rock. Hallelujah. I'm the rock that's been hewn out of the rock. I am the fourth man in the fire. I am God Almighty. And upon that revelation, you can take a stand. And when the world falls apart, I'll still be the rock, Christ Jesus. Who do men say I am? I don't care. I want to know who you say I am. Because I'm about to send you into this sin-cursed world, and if you don't get this right, nothing else will work. When you settle the issue of worship, who you going to worship? Because everybody going to worship somebody. Old Bob Dylan came along a long time ago and said, some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, some of you do. You're going to have to serve somebody. I just want to let you know you're serving somebody, and it might even be yourself. And if you're capable of healing your own self, then keep on serving yourself. Oh, I got plenty of material things, and you bow down to Baal and God and every other idol that you've got, and if they're capable of healing you from a pandemic called COVID, then go ahead and serve it. But I made up my mind, just like Peter did, that there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And I'm not looking at Jehovah, I'm not looking at Joseph Smith, I'm not looking at Krishna or Buddha, I'm not looking at Muhammad, I'm not even looking at you or anybody else in this earth. I look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. And if you don't make up your mind with that, ladies and gentlemen, you'll stand before him as your judge. But if you'll bow a knee right now, you'll stand before him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I wish that I knew somebody in this house was not just coming to church to check off your religion today. You better come on with me, because I fought all night long. I felt like something was going on inside of my own physical body. Didn't even tell her. Got up 3 o'clock in the morning fighting devils all night long. She asked, how'd you sleep last night? I said, a typical Saturday night. Me and the devil had it out. But we just kept on praying and singing and saying, the Lord is my healer. I felt the fever going up in my body. And I said, I ain't gonna have it. I walked into the bathroom, pulled out a thermometer, shoved it in my mouth just to let the devil know, not only do I not have a fever, but you better get that COVID mindset out of my head. I got a word this morning. Hell's gates will not prevail. So I'm gonna fight it like I'm fighting bees today. And I pray somebody gets a hold of this revelation. Well, Pastor, I'm sick, not feeling good. The Lord is your healer. He is your baptizer. Who are you looking to? I appreciate Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, Nathaniel, and all the rest of them, but there's only one I came to see. Move out of the way. I came to see Jesus. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. One thing's clear. You can never make a true decision about Jesus by taking a poll from people. Some of you say, well, we're down here in the Bible Belt. I don't care. There are people that are spending their day in Walmart doing everything else under the sun. And they'll bite their fingernails because a Category 5 is swirling. But I know the master of the storm. If you don't know him, then go ahead and be afraid. You got every reason to be afraid. But the word of the Lord said, fear not, for I'm with you. Come on, somebody. Oh, we want to sing about it, but it was Jesus who stood on the bow of the deck of the boat when everybody else was fearful and said, peace, be still. I don't have to have the storm calm down. Sometimes he calms the storm, but sometimes he just calms me.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.